Good morning, Rabbi Isai, and our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is, as every day, L'schus Refuah of Yosef Dober Chayle, Shtav Refuah Shlema B'Korev. So, we were learning about the case of the Shutuf, the Rov, the Choson, the husband, or the two families going on holiday, where one of them wants to back out, the other one doesn't know about it, in the end it didn't work out, and they decide to carry on with each other. And it would be rechilus to tell the party, the other party who didn't know anything about it, that his partner wanted to leave him, or whatever it was. We said that would be rechilus because that's going to cause him tsar. He's going to be upset. There's an English expression called "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned." In other words, if you reject somebody, then they feel the pain. And the Chofetz Chaim brings the raya. Chofetz Chaim brings his raya from Yiftoch. The Yiftoch was rejected by his brothers. They wanted to deny him the Nachlo, the Yerusha that he was entitled to. They drove him away. He became a bandit. He became a warrior. And in the end, they had to come and ask him. And they asked him back, and he said, "But you hate me. You drove me away." Yiftoch had a problem with them, because Yiftoch resented the fact they'd been driven away and that they'd unfairly tried to deny him his Yerusha. I don't know why the Chofetz Chaim needs to bring a raya from Yiftoch. I think everybody knows that somebody who's been rejected is going to feel pain, is going to be upset. And therefore, if you tell them the rechilus of what somebody was planning to do to them, the husband was planning to leave, the chosen was planning to break off the shidduch, the shutuf was planning to leave the partnership, whatever it is, the rov who was planning to go and become a rov in another place, nevertheless, says that the Chofetz Chaim brings the raya from Yiftoch. Another question which I've got, besides why does the Chofetz Chaim need to bring a raya at all to tell me that if somebody's insulted or somebody's rejected that they feel bad and they resent it, is that you've got kimat exactly the same loshon that Parshas told us. Why do you have to go all the way to Shoftim, to Yiftoch, after the story with Avimelech, who there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, and Yitzchak decided to go down to Mitzrayim, and he landed in Geror, in Eretz Pelishtim, which is still in Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Stay here, don't go down to Mitzrayim." So he stayed in Geror, but he told everybody that his wife, Rivka, was his sister. And then Avimelech saw through the window that he was behaving like a husband and wife behave with each other, and he said to him, "Why did you tell me it's my sister, and somebody could have touched her, Chas v'Sholom, and you know, it's a terrible thing you did to us, and I'm glad that nothing happened," and he gave Yitzchok presents, etc., etc. Yitzchok stayed there for a bit, and then they said, you're too successful. Lech mi imonu, ki otzamtu mimenu mo'oid. They said, "Leave us alone, right? Don't stay here, go." So Yitzchok went, and he went to live in Nachal Geror, somewhere outside Geror, presumably in the same area. Yeah, and there he had a whole fight with them. They blocked up one well, and then he opened another well, and they blocked up the other well, etc., etc. In the end, he felt unwanted. They told him, Lech Me'imonu, even in Nachal Geror he couldn't stay, so he went back to Be'esheva. And then Avimelech comes with Fichol Sar Tzavoi and says, "I'd like to make a pact, a peace pact with you." And Yitzchok said exactly the same words in a different order as to what Yiftoch said to the people who came to ask him to become a warrior. Yitzchok said, "Madua b'osem alai, v'atem sneisim oisi, v'atashalchuni me'itchem. Why did you come to me? You hate me, and you sent me." What did Yiftoch say? "Haloi atem sneisim oisi, v'atagoshuni me'beisovi, u'maduem b'osem alai." Exactly the same. So why, if the Chofetz Chaim felt there was a need to bring a raya, that somebody who is insulted, somebody who's rejected, feels bad and feels a resentment, then I don't know why the Chofetz Chaim had to go all the way to Yiftoch when you've got Yitzchok saying, come up, exactly the same words, the same three expressions. Nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim says, and therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, you're not allowed to publicize. And he brings the example in the Be'er Ma'im Chaim of a Rov who is considering going somewhere else, and he goes to another place, and he spends a Shabbos there, and he darshans, and he gives Urim as a candidate for a job. And the people in town don't know about it. His people don't know about it yet. He says it's Osa to tell. And the Chofetz Chaim, the Chiddush here is, as far as I can see in the Chofetz Chaim, even though everybody knows about it, there were posters up all over the other shul, all over the other town, saying that the Rov of somewhere else is coming along in order to be a candidate for our shul, and he's going to be giving shiurim, he's going to spend Shalosh Shudas with us, and anybody can talk to him, etc., etc. Therefore, it's public knowledge that the Rov has gone somewhere else. It's Apeit Losa, more than Apeit Losa, but the Chofetz Chaim doesn't like the Heter of Apeit Losa. Yeah. He says it would be Osa for the people from the new town, if you like, to tell the people in the old town that your Rov has been here for Shabbos in order to try out. We have to explore this further, because it means basically that even something which is public knowledge, you can't tell further. So later we'll speak about that tomorrow.
Start your day on Torway, North West London, Tuesday, Yud Aleph Cheshvan, 12th of November. Moreno Rav, Rebbefall, Goldblatt, Shlita. Shabbos after Yom Tov and vice versa. This week's Torah will be sponsored by Fanny Barshavsky, Rina Nishmas, from the Father Ben Abadu, Zachron Lebrocha, whose Yahrzeit is today. Rizchus HaShvoim Ba'achalim HaMelchama Shatsu Rotem Rishalom Ben Heiro.
Amen. Amen.
Right, I apologize to anyone who was hoping I'm going to speak about Scheitlich or Erevin or anything else. But what we're going to do this, what we're going to learn this morning is the sugya, or what comes out l'alocha l'maisa, as much as we can cover in finishing by 9 a.m. if we can, of the sugya of kedusha achas and shtei kedusha, the Gemara which appears in several places in Shas, different applications and ramifications of that concept, and obviously it's been relevant three times in Tishri quite recently. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, of course, were all on Thursday, which meant that we had 2 days Yom Tov here in Chutz Laaretz, followed by Shabbos. It will also be Negeah Bez Hashem Pesach, Abo Aleinu L'Toivo, which is on Sunday, so we have Shabbos followed by, you know, it's Yisrael 1 day Yom Tov, and for us 2 days Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, in various places, the main sugyas are in fact in Erevin. We're not going to do them inside. Two different sugis in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel, Daf Mem Dalet. Gemara says, Lemaskona, that the halacha is like the Arba Zakenim who held that Yom Tov with Shabbos after it, or Shabbos with Yom Tov after it, are considered two separate Kedushas, Shtei Kedushas, because the Yom Tov and the Shabbos each have different Yesoidos, different concepts, even different halachas. Therefore, they are two separate Kedushas, and the Gemara suggests various... Nafkamina doesn't suggest, the Gemara brings various machloikas and mishatoli in this question, and the halacha is that they have the din of two kedushas. Similarly, the Gemara says that if you have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, so first day Pesach, first day Sukkot, etc., where we have an extra day of Yom Tov here in Chutz Laaretz, which is not midin ha-Torah, but is an extra day because used to be a sfeika diyoma, nowadays masa avisena biyodeinu, as Gemara says in Beis Daf Dalet. In that case as well, it has the din of two kedushas, since Biyasoid, originally the concept of 2 days Yom Tov was because it was a suffix which of the two would be Yom Tov. People were too far from Yerushalayim to hear about when Rosh Chodesh had been Niskadish Alidei the Bezdin, and therefore they wouldn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Tishri or Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Therefore, they would have to keep 2 days because they wouldn't know if the month before, Elul, let's say, had 29 days or 30. Therefore, they wouldn't know if Rosh Hashanah was on the 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Elul or the 31st day from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Mimela, they wouldn't be sure which day was Sukkot, which day was Pesach, which day was Shavuos, and we had to keep 2 days. Since the Asoid of the din of Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golis, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, our second day Yom Tov, is because it's a suffix which one is Kodesh. Therefore, it cannot be that it has the din of Kedusha Achas. It can't be considered one long day of Kedusha, because Mimon of Shach Chad Minay Uchol. In fact, the Gemara in Beitza brings that Omer Abaya Kavasid Rav Mistabra, that Abaya held that the halacha is that the 2 days should be considered one Kedusha, since, he says, Misvara, originally in Achanami, the 2 days were either Tesvov or Tezayin of Nisan or Tishri is Kodesh, but not both. But nowadays, Yadina Bekvir Diyarcha, we know which day is Rish Chodesh. We have the set calendar that we've had from the times of the Amiroim. So my time of it, so why do we do 2 days Yom Tov? It must be that we should consider the 2 days Yom Tov both to be Vaday, and it should have a din of one Kedusha. But the Gemara answers, that's not true, since the basis of our 2 days Yom Tov is that original Minog. It may revert to its original problem. It may revert to the original way of being Mekadosh L'Chodesh and revert to the problem of the Shluchim, and therefore we keep the 2 days Yom Tov for the same reason that they once kept it, and therefore similarly, just like Shabbos and Yom Tov, and in fact, as we'll see, even more Kal in some ways, 2 days Yom Tov Shel Golias also has the status of 2 days of Kedusha, two separate Kedusha, it's not one long day of Kedusha, and we'll see soon what the Nafkaminas are from that. The Gemara says the exception, however, the Gemara in Erevin says there's an exception. Gemara in Beitza doesn't mention this explicitly, but it's the Rishonim explain it in the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis in Beitza, that the exception is Rosh Hashanah, not because Rosh Hashanah is kept even in Eretz Yisrael, but because Rosh Hashanah sometimes, if the Eidim came in Haminchu Lamala, if the Eidim came on the 30th day of Elul, after the Zman of the Karban Tomid, then they would be Mekadish both days as Rosh Hashanah, since the Eidim came on the day that could have been Rosh Hashanah, but it was too late for them to accept it at that point, so they kept 2 days. So there were times where even in Yerushalayim, not because of Sofik, but because the Eidim came too late, they kept 2 days. So for that reason, the Mora says that 2 days Rosh Hashanah has a din of one Kedusha. So that's the three categories where the Gemara says it. In a moment, we'll see the Nafkaminas, but just to summarize, Yom Tov followed by Shabbos or Shabbos followed by Yom Tov are two separate Kedushas. 2 days Yom Tov in Golos is two separate Kedushas, except Rosh Hashanah, which is considered one long day of Kedusha. And we know the famous Machloikas about saying Shechionu on second day Rosh Hashanah, at Kiddush and at Shofar and so on, which is all starts from this Sugya. There's one more interesting case which is mentioned in the Rambam in Hilchas Erevin, who says in Perek Yud Halacha Ches, that if somebody is keeping Yom Kippur on a Friday or a Sunday, the Yom Kippur and the Shabbos do have the status of one Kedusha. Taking on that the reason why Yom Tov and Shabbos are two Kedushas is because there are such clear chilukim in Halacha between Yom Tov and Shabbos, whereas Yom Kippur and Shabbos, which can't happen for us, but could happen when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, and the Hagois Maimonis adds, it could happen for those people who keep 2 days Yom Kippur, many Rishonim did, then Yom Kippur and Shabbos will also have the status of one Kedusha, according to the Rambam, unlike Yom Tov and Shabbos. Obviously, that's not negair for us. So, what did we mean when we say that Yom Tov has the din of sometimes one Kedusha when it's Rosh Hashanah, sometimes two Kedushas when it's Yom Tov and Shel Golias? So, interestingly, the Mogen Avraham and the Goyin both take on in Hilchos Yom Tov that Be'etzim, that would mean that if they have the din of one Kedusha, you can do Melach on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni. They are as if they are one day. Now, of course, we have a question on that, which is that the first day is Doraisa, and Midoraisa, the second day, is Choyl. So practically speaking, we can never do Melacha on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, because it will always be Min HaTorah will be doing Melacha on Rishon HaSheni. It might be only an Issa Drabon, but if Min HaTorah is defined as going from one day to the other. But fundamentally, the concept of Kedusha Achas means that we look at it as one long day, and Be'etzem, it should be Mutter to do Melacha from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. However, since Yom Tov is two Kedushas, then of course that's not correct, and you're not allowed to do Melacha even on the Drabonon level, Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni. Second case that's mentioned in the Gemara, Beit HaDavdala, the Gemara says that Reb Zeira, who held that Yom Tov is a din of two Kedushas, used to make Havdala between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Rishon is one day Yom Tov Sheni is a different Yom Tov, so you make Havdala between the two. The Gemara doesn't say that the Halacha is not like this. There is no Gemara that says we shouldn't do this. The Gemara does say the Halacha is Yom Tov Sheni is two Kedushas, so it would sound like we should say Havdala between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. However, the Rishonim say that since the Gemara later on Daf Yud Zayin says that there's a chashash that people will come to be Mevaza Yom Tov Sheni, that Gemara also means that we shouldn't make Havdala between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, which is why we don't. There's a very interesting Elirabba, which the Mishnah Berurah brings in Simreish Tzadik Tes, quoting Piskei Tosfos. The Elirabba says, B'shem the Piskei Tosfos, that between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, you are allowed to do Hachona after Nacht at the end of Yom Tov Rishon, even though you haven't yet said Havdola, because Hachona is not an Issa Chomer. That's the Loshon of the Piskei Tosfos, the Elirabba. He says, that seems to be saying, you're not allowed to do Melacha, it's after Nacht on Motzi Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni has begun, you're not allowed to do Melacha because you haven't said Havdola. You're only allowed to do Hachona because Hachona is only an Issa Mishum Tirucha and Chazal were not Machmir. Rav Ozni explains that even though the Rishonim learn that there is no Chiyuv of Havdola between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, even though the Gemara here in Daf Dalet seems to say there is, but based on the Gemara elsewhere we take on there isn't, but Chazal were Mesakin that the Tfilas Mariv of Leil Yom Tov Sheni is Mekayim the Chovas Havdola. And then he asks on himself, what about people who are not davening Maariv, women or other people who are not davening Maariv? He says, Al Korcha Chazal, we're masakin that those who daven Maariv are Yotzi Chovas Havdalah with Maariv, and those who aren't davening Maariv don't have a Chovas Havdalah. Shem Zalman disagrees, but Rav Ozna Lameisa takes on that somebody who's going to be davening Maariv, a man who's Mechuyav in Maariv, because we Mekabel Kechova to daven Maariv every night, so a man would not be allowed to do Melacha on Matzi Yom Tov Rishon until he's davened Maariv. Even though it's after the Zman of Nacht, he's only allowed to do Achon and not Melacha. So if you, before Maariv, it's already Nacht, and your wife asks you to help get ready for the meal, you can tell her own, Rav Ozna holds only she's allowed to, and you're not. So, Al Kaponim, those are some of the points that are mentioned in the Gemara, less, not what we're going to be focusing on so much, just to bring out the understanding of Shtei Kedushas and Kedush Achas, that the Poskim take on that it can even be relevant to Melacha, be a soid, because it's really one level of Kedusha, which is why there's a discussion about Shechionu on Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, for example. And the Gemara also mentions Havdalah, which we take on Kipshutai, not like Rav Ozna, is not Lamaskon. Practically, the two cases that the Gemara actually talks about more by Arichas are the famous case of the Beit HaShen Oel Dabi Yom Tov and the question of Tchumin. So a Beit HaShen Oel Dabi Yom Tov is Mukta, it's Osso, Mishum Noilad, different reasons given in the Gemara at the beginning of Masechas Beitza, that you're not allowed to eat or even move an egg or anything else that came into existence on first Yom Tov. Similarly, the Gemara speaks about Eitzim Shanoshim Midan Dekel, about fish that have been caught on Yom Tov, about fruit that has been picked on Yom Tov. All of these things are Osam Mishum Noilad and therefore Muktzah. So if that happens on a Yom Tov or on a Shabbos or on a Yom Kippur, then of course you're not allowed to do anything with it. That's Muktzah, that's Noilad, that's what we know. How does that apply to the following day? If you have 2 days Yom Tov, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov then Shabbos, Shabbos then Yom Tov, how does that work? Says the Gemara, that depends on Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. If it's Kedusha Achas, then since this item, this egg, this fruit, this fish, didn't exist in its current form at the beginning of this Kedusha, at the beginning of this one long day of Yom Tov, then just like on the first day Yom Tov when it was laid or caught or picked, that day you weren't allowed to use it. Similarly, the next day, if it's Kedusha Achas, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. And that is the case of the Machloikas of the Tanoim in the Gemara in Erevin, and Gemara in Beitza also discusses it. What happens if an egg is born on Yom Tov, is laid on Yom Tov Rishon, and are you allowed to eat it on Yom Tov Sheni? And since, as we said, the Maskonas HaGemara is that when you have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, if it's laid on Yom Tov Rishon, it's called two Kedushas. Kedusha, the first day is Kodesh, and the second day is Kodesh, but they are separately Kodesh. So Maskonas HaGemara is that Beit HaShen Oel Dabi Yom Tov Rishon can be eaten on Yom Tov Sheni. Similarly, Yom Tov followed by Shabbos. So if a person has an egg that was laid on second day Sukkot or Simchas Torah, and can he eat it the following day, which is Shabbos? Similarly, the halach is, Maskonas HaGemara is, that Yom Tov followed by Shabbos or Shabbos followed by Yom Tov are Shtei Kedushas, even though when Shabbos began, Bein HaShemoshes, it was still Muktzah. Tosfos points this out. It was Muktzah during that Bein HaShemoshes. You couldn't use it because it was still Sofik yesterday, and yesterday it was Muktzah, so Sofik yesterday is still going to be Muktzah. Even though when Shabbos began, you weren't allowed to eat it, you weren't allowed to move it. Nevertheless, you don't say, and since it's two Kedushas, you are allowed to eat that egg on Shabbos. However, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, if a person has chickens in their back garden, first day Rosh Hashanah, there's an egg that's been laid, they know I'm not allowed to take it today, can they go the next day and take it? Still not. Rosh Hashanah is one Kedusha. Since Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, it's Kiyoma Arichte, is the Lashon in the Rishonim. So an egg that was laid on Yom Tov Rishon of Rosh Hashanah is not allowed to be eaten on Yom Tov Sheni, and the same would be relevant if it were Negea for us, if Yom Kippur would be on a Friday, Lefi the Rambam that we mentioned before. And therefore Shabbos as well in that case.
Is there any difference with Shabbos, which of course isn't quite the same Sfeikat Yoma?
No, it's not the same Sfeikat Yoma, but practically is no difference, no. There are those who hold that even the Shit of Kedusha Achas would have been Matish Shavuos, but that's not in the Gemara, and Lahalocha we hold it's always Shtei Kedushas, so it's not going to make any difference for us. So if a person has something which has been made on their behalf on Yom Tov, right? This is less Negev to us than it used to be, but it used to be Maisim B'chol Yom. The bakers would come round with fresh bread on Yom Tov morning, and the Yidden would take the bread from the Goisha bakers. In the time of the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim, they all talk about this. This is exactly this machlokas, whether freshly baked bread has a din of noilad or not. But since lahalocha we're machmir, that freshly baked bread has a din of noilad, the same question will apply. Freshly baked bread, if it was baked that day, baking on Yom Tov is not a great example because it's mut on Yom Tov. So let's talk about something which has been picked that morning. I've heard from the Mumchim that Not many fruits and vegetables are picked on the day that they are sold, or even the day before they're sold. But mushrooms, for example, I am told, are often picked the day before they're sold because they decompose very quickly. The mushrooms that you're buying in the supermarket are very likely to have been picked the day before. So if a person has his Tesco delivery on second day Rosh Hashanah, he has fresh fruits and vegetables arriving at the house on second day Rosh Hashanah, if it's going to be used that day, not really any serious issue with having that done. I'm not talking about that at the moment. But if a goy comes to deliver fresh fruits and vegetables on second day Yom Tov for you, are you allowed to use those fresh fruits and vegetables? Normally, definitely yes. It cannot have been picked that day. So there's no sofik noilad, there's no chashash, it could be noilad. Your lettuces, your cucumbers, even though they have quite perishable, they don't have a very long shelf life, but they would not have been picked the day before. And even if they were, if it was a normal second day Yom Tov, it's two kedushas. And if it's two kedushas, even if it was noilad yesterday on first day sukkahs, you're allowed to eat it on second day sukkahs because it's two kedushas. The feed the shit in the morning, it was one kedusha, it would have been a problem. If a goy would catch a fish and bring it to your house on second day Yom Tov, if he caught it that day, it was asa. If he caught it yesterday, it would be muta. So Rosh Hashanah, l'chayra, can be relevant. If a person has his delivery of fresh fruits and vegetables on second day Rosh Hashanah, assuming it's true that the mushrooms might have been picked yesterday, which I'm told is quite possible, Mishonim and the Mechaba are machmir, even if it's a sofik, even though it's a drabbonon, in this case we're machmir misofik, you're not allowed to eat those mushrooms on second day Rosh Hashanah. Only the next day on Shabbos, this year was, and you have made an Erev Tavshilin, so you're those things that were brought for you, Erev Tavshilin, it depends on other questions here, but you'd be allowed to eat them on Shabbos because the Yom Tov and the Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas. But Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are Kedusha Achas. So if you have a delivery on first or second day Yom Tov of something which might have been created or picked or caught on first day Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat it even second day Yom Tov because the Issa of Noilad applies over the full Kedusha. The Issa of Noilad applies Miyom Tov Rishon Liyom Tov Sheni because on Rosh Hashanah, because it's Kedusha Achas. On other days of Yom Tov, when it's not Kedusha Achas, then it will not apply. Obviously, this is not as Nagea for us as it used to be. We don't often have fresh fruits and vegetables that might have been picked that day or the day before arriving at our houses on Yom Tov, but that is the case that's mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the Beitza, and the Rishonim say the same applies to all the other types of Noilad as well. The second case that's mentioned in the Gemara is the Din of Tchumin, which we'll see why it's Nagea to us. We're not often, it does happen, but we're not often walking Alpayim Ama out of town on Yom Tov, but the Gemara says that the question of Tchumin and where your Shvisa is also depends on the question of Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. So if a person needs to go out of town to the east on first day Yom Tov and to the west on second day Yom Tov, both cases out of his normal Tchum, says the Gemara, Lahalocha, since Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni or Yom Tov and Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas, he can make an Erev Tchumin on one side for Yom Tov Rishon, he can make an Erev Tchumin on the other side for Yom Tov Sheni. On Yom Tov Rishon, he can walk up to 4,000 Amos out of town, or 2,000 Amos beyond his Erev, wherever that is, on that day. And on Yom Tov Sheni, he can walk 2,000 Amos the other direction beyond his Erev to the west, or one day with an Erev, one day without an Erev, all the different ramifications. Bein Hashmoshes between the 2 days, he'll be stuck. You have to stay in one place, depending obviously where his Erevin are. And again, the Gemara says in Erevin that depends on the sugya of Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushas. So lahalocha, since Yom Tov and Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas, you can apply the Dinim of Tchumin differently between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. 2 days of Yom Tov Shelgolias definitely are Shtei Kedushas, and therefore similarly, you apply the Dinim of Tchumin differently for Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. You can have a different Mokum Shvisa on Yom Tov Rishon than you have on Yom Tov Sheni. We'll see soon a very important Nafkamina from this. And if it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, then you can't. So if 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, if a person needs to go out of town in one direction on first day Rosh Hashanah, he's blowing shofar somewhere or something, and he needs to make an Erev Tchumin for that, then the second day he'll be limited in exactly the same way. He won't be able to go anywhere on the second day that he couldn't go on the first day based on where his Erev Tchumin is. Machlokes Rishonim, which is very nogea to us, is how does this apply to Maisa Akum? If a goy does a melacha for you, Maisa Akum, if a goy does a melacha for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene until Kadeshi Osa after Motsoi Shabbos. Motsoi Shabbos, you have to wait until enough time has passed that the goy could have done the melacha then, either because it's not correct to be nene min meleches Shabbos, that's Loshen Rashi, or Gzeira Shema Yetzaveh, that's Loshen Toisus, that people might come to be very mekel, which unfortunately people are, far too mekel in Hilchos Amir La'akum. People may come to be nichshal and ask a goy to do things directly for them. It's something that people don't treat with enough choymer, and therefore Chazal will goyzer in this case and not very many others, that not only are you not allowed to benefit from this melacha, if a goy lights a candle for you, if a goy, then obviously the zman of Kadesh Yos is not very long, but if a goy does a melacha for you on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be nene after even after Shabbos or Yom Tov are finished until Kadesh Yos. Says Rashi in Erevin, if a goy does melacha for you on Yom Tov Rishon, then even though on Yom Tov Sheni you're also not allowed to ask a goy to do melacha for you, nevertheless, Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, only one of them fundamentally be asoid originally when we were noig Yomim Tovim Shel Alpi Kiddush HaChodesh Alpi Eidei Re'iyah was Kodesh. Only one of them was really Yom Tov. They were only Sofag. Mimonav Shoch Chad Minayu Choil. And even though nowadays we treat them both as Vaday, which is a whole different sugya, there's a Chaim and Sefer about it, which we don't have time for today. But even though nowadays they're Vaday, but as the Gemara says, since it's based on the original Minag, we treat it as the same way. So since Mimonav Shochad Minayucho, says Rashi, if a goy does melacha for you on Yom Tov Rishon, you're allowed to be near ne Kadesh Asa into Yom Tov Sheni, even though there is no Kadesh Asa, because Yom Tov Sheni you were also not allowed to ask him to do melacha for you. But when that amount of time has passed, Mimonav Shochitz Mutter, if the first day was Yom Tov, then now it's Chol. So he would have been allowed to do it for you had you known it was Chol. And if yesterday was Chol, you were allowed to be near even yesterday. A goy could do melacha for you on Erev Yom Tov. That's Shittas Rashi. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says that Tosfos says that if that since the basis of the takon of Chazal is so that you won't come to be nichshal and ask him to do things for you, so since lemaisa on Yom Tov Sheni you also couldn't ask him, it doesn't help us that mimonav shach one of them is chol. Yom Tov Rishon is kodesh. Yom Tov Sheni is kodesh. It's true that mimonav shach chad minayu chol with nafkaminis ve'ev tavshilin and hafroshes trumas umaisus and tchumin and other things. But practically speaking, was there yet a moment when you could have asked the goy to do this melacha for you? No. Because Yom Tov Rishon was Asa, Yom Tov Sheni was Asa, so you still can't. So says Tosfos, you have to wait until Moitzoi Yom Tov Sheni Kadesh Asa before you can be Nene. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi holds that Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, you are allowed to be Nene from what a goy did for you in Yom Tov Rishon as soon as enough time has passed into Yom Tov Sheni that if it were not Yom Tov, he could have done melacha for you. And Tosfos argues, says you have to wait until practically you have had long enough that you could actually have done it. What about when it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos? And a goy did melacha for you on Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, says Tosfos, it's clear in Rashi that it's Asa. Rashi, even though they're Shtei Kedushos, Rashi says, why would it be Mutter when it's 2 days of Yom Tov? Because Mimona Shochad Minayucho, when it's Yom Tov, whether it's Yom Tov Rishon or Yom Tov Sheni, and a goy does melacha for you, and the following day is Shabbos, there's no Mimona Shoch. Shabbos is Shabbos, Yom Tov is Yom Tov. So obviously, it will be Asa on until Moitzoi Shabbos Kadesh Yasa. The Nosekelim Amadayik in the Rambam that he is Cholug. The Rambam holds that, no, in Amir La'akum, in Maisa Akum, even Yom Tov and Shabbos, either because they're Shtei Kedushas, that's how some of the Nosek Kelim take it. Others say even Rosh Hashanah he's Mekel. Magid Mishlan's even Rosh Hashanah would be Mekel. But with a goy who does a melacha, the Gedder of the Issa of Chazal is that it's Asa on that day and Kadesh Asa the following day. Shtei Kedushas means they're different days. So it's Mutzah as soon as Kadesh Asa into Shabbos. Ma'aseh the Mechaber Paskins like Shittas Rashi. Machloikas Mogen Avraham Mishnah Berurah, does he mean like Rashi or does he mean like the Rambam? So the Mechaber Lemaisa LaHalacha Mishnah Berurah brings a long list of Rishonim and Achronim who clearly say like Rashi in the Chumrah of Yom Tov and Shabbos, and therefore Mishnah Berurah Paskins, not like the Mogen Avraham, not like Rabbi Vega, that Yom Tov and Shabbos you have to be Machmir. So LaHalacha it comes out from the Mechaber Lefi the Mishnah Berurah. If you have 2 days Yom Tov and a goy does melacha for you on first day Yom Tov, you are allowed to be Nen a second day Yom Tov. But if it were Yom Tov and Shabbos, then you have to wait until Mitzoy Shabbos Kadesh Yasa. The Ramah says that unless it's a Mokum Tzorich Godel and Tzorich Mitzvah such as Kovod Orchim, we should always be Machmer. So Lefi the Ramah, Ashkenazim, unless it's a Mokum Tzorich Godel to Kovod Orchim, etc., we'd be Machmer even on a normal 2 days Yom Tov, not to be Nene until Mitzoy Yom Tov Sheni Kadesh Yasa. What about when it's 2 days Yom Tov and then Shabbos? Kipshutoy, the Svar of Tosfos is exactly the same. Even if a goy does Melacha for you on first day Yom Tov, it still hasn't yet been Kadesh Yasa, because there hasn't yet been a moment that you could have asked the goy to do the melacha for you. Ma'isa, Mechaber brings Machlokes Rishonim, and the Ramah says that if it's 2 days Yom Tov, not Rosh Hashanah and then Shabbos, you can be Mekel. If it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah and then Shabbos, you have to be Machmir. So if anyone who wanted to know, on first day Yom Tov, during Tishri, a goy did melacha for them, are they allowed to be Nene? When are they allowed to be Nene from the melacha? If it was Sukkos, then B'mokom Tzorich Godel and Kovod Orchim, they could be Nene second night Yom Tov Kadesh Asa. If it wasn't Tzorich Godel and Kovod Orchim, they could be Nene Friday night Kadesh Asa. Svaradim because even when it's not Tzarech Gadol V'Kodoichim B'Neinah on second night Yom Tov, if it was Rosh Hashanah, then Sfaradim and Ashkenazim would all have to wait until Motzei Shabbos Kadesh Yasa before they could be Neinah. Practical, most common question which is relevant to this sugya, and this is going to be all three parts of what we've just spoken about, are going to be Negeah here. Very, very common question. I've been asked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Definitely more than 100 times just this Elul. What happens if a person gets a delivery of clothing that they hoped would arrive on Erev Yom Tov, and it hasn't? And it arrives Yom Tov morning. Clothing, shoes, jewelry, toys, everything. Many, many deliveries. Occasionally, I get the same question about whiskey. Not many other things for some reason. What happens if the delivery arrives on Yom Tov morning? So, there are always, when a delivery arrives on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even with regard to that day, three separate questions. First question is there any chashash that it's muktzah, that it's noilad? So as we said before, most items are not produced on the day that they're delivered. Most items are not even produced the day before they're delivered. Mushrooms is one example that we mentioned. Would someone have to suspect, even if it's a custom-made suit, that it was actually not wearable yesterday, was finished off yesterday and made wearable, and then delivered? Probably not. So the chashash of the melacha of noilad with items nowadays is rarely nogea. If it were nogea, then the halacha would be, like we said before, Yom Tov Rishon, and it came into existence on Yom Tov Rishon, you can be neina Yom Tov Sheni. Whenever the delivery arrived, it can have arrived on Yom Tov Sheni, whatever. Yom Tov and Shabbos, if it came into existence on Yom Tov, you can use it on Shabbos. The only case which is also is if it came into existence on first day Rosh Hashanah, you can't be neina even second day Rosh Hashanah. What about being nene from the melacha that the goy has done for you when the goy brings the delivery? So this is a huge nidden in the poskim, which is not the subject of today's shir. Many poskim take on that one is allowed to be, even if one cannot ask a goy to bring a delivery for you on Yom Tov or Shabbos, but you are allowed to be nene b'dievet if they did. But those poskim who hold that you're not allowed to be nene b'dievet from the Maisa Akum, and a goy brings you a delivery on Yom Tov morning, if one is machmir for that, Rishim Zom was mekel, but those who are machmir, what would come out l'maisa? So a Sfaradi would not allow to be Nene on that day of Yom Tov, only the next day Kadesh Yasa. Ashkenazi wouldn't be allowed to be Nene until Motzei Yom Tov Sheni Kadesh Yasa, unless it's Tzarech Gadol V'Kavod Orichim, which with clothing is probably not the case. And if it's 2 days Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, if it was Sukkot or Pesach, then you'd be allowed to be Nene Friday night after Kadesh Yasa of that original delivery. And if it was Rosh Hashanah, then you'd have to wait until after Shabbos. What's much more negeah than either of those cases is coming back to the question of tchumin. So, the Gemara's Mavur, the Mishnah, Mishnayas say that the din of tchumin doesn't only apply to people, it also applies to items. If you own something, clothing, food, whatever it may be, that item has your shvisa. So if you're in a town, and you have items in your town, and somebody from a different village who's outside your tchum comes to your town on Yom Tov, but it's in his tchum, whether because of Erev Tchumin or because of measurements, depending on all sorts of different cases it can apply. And you want to give him a gift, and you want to give him some cake from your house, and he wants to carry it back to his village, it's Yom Tov, he's allowed to. The Maisa, because of Hilchos Tchumin, he's not allowed to, because when Yom Tov began, that cake got the Kvius Mokum, the Shvisa of its owner, you were its owner, so it's not allowed on Yom Tov to go out of your tchum. If you gave it to him on Yom Tov Rishon, then he's allowed to take it on Yom Tov Sheni. If you gave it to him on first day Rosh Hashanah, he's not allowed to take it even second day Rosh Hashanah. Because of the same sugya that we discussed with a person's tchumin, Kedusha Achas, Shvisa continues, Shtei Kedushas not. So the only case where it carries on into the next day is 2 days Rosh Hashanah. How does that apply to deliveries? If the deliveries may have come from outside the tchum when Yom Tov began, which is often the case, so if the delivery arrived on Yom Tov Rishon, since it wasn't yet yours when Yom Tov began, and that's another whole sugya, if it was designated for you but not yet yours, which I don't have time to go into, but if it wasn't yet yours when Yom Tov began, then it belonged to the shop that's sending it to you. Kelim of a goy get a shvise in their mokum, not in the mokum of the owner, but in the mokum of the kelim, another whole sugya. So when it comes into town, it is now an item that has left its own tchum. If it was outside the tchum when Yom Tov began, this package of clothing was outside of the Tchum of London. It was in the depot, wherever it is up the M1, when Yom Tov began. It was delivered on first day Yom Tov morning. That means that is an item that belonged to a goy and has been taken out from its Tchum on Yom Tov morning. What's the halacha of an item that's outside its own Tchum? It's only allowed to be moved within its own Daladamas or within the Rishus Hayochid that it's in, whether that's a house or a garden or an Eruv, within Rosh Hashayochit, even on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry, and whether on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wear that item outside Rosh Hashayochit. Because this pri or this keli is outside its tchum, it's constantly for the whole Yom Tov in a mokum, outside its tchum, since it's come from that depot on Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to take it outside of its own tchum. How does that then apply on Yom Tov Sheni? So exactly the same. If you get a delivery on Yom Tov morning, let's say there's no chashash noilad. Let's say we're matir the Amir la'akum, or we're going to feed the mechaber that there's no problem of Amir la'akum on Yom Tov Sheni or the Shabbos, whatever. How does that apply with tchumin? So if it was Sukkos, or if it was Pesach, or if it was Shabbos and Yom Tov, shtei kedushas. If it's shtei kedushas, then the dinim of Shvisa only apply for that first day when it came out of its tchum. Second day gets a new mokum. The second day it already belonged to you. It was already in London. So on the second day, you'd be allowed to wear it out of your house or carry it out of your house to give it to someone else, etc. Yom Tov, Shabbos, out of its Rosh Hashayochit. If it was Rosh Hashanah, then first day Yom Tov, the delivery came. The second day is the same Kedusha, and therefore a delivery that arrived on first day Yom Tov, on first day Rosh Hashanah, is not allowed to be worn out of the house or out of the Rosh Hashayochid, carried out if it's Yom Tov, worn out if it's Shabbos, can't really happen, but yeah, whichever, then it will continue through then. When it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, or Shabbos and then Yom Tov, that's always Shtei Kedushas. So whatever happens on the first day doesn't continue to the second day. So the only case where this Din of Tchum can be a problem is if it arrived on first day Rosh Hashanah, you are not allowed to take it out of its Rosh Hashayochid, even on second day Rosh Hashanah, and you wouldn't be allowed to use it until Shabbos. I think it's the first time I've finished on time. Thank you.